Okay, we are on Hey Amid Aleph, the end of the first line. The Gemara is launched into the first of three statements about Kemitza on Minchas HaOmer Shelo Lishma. You have the Mincha of the Omer, and you're going to take the new grain. And this is going to be the matir. It's going to be what permits you to eat the grain for the new year. And he did the kmitza on it. The Kohen does the kmitza on it, but he does it shelo lishma. I don't know what he was thinking, but apparently it wasn't Minchas HaOmer. So we have three statements in the Gemara about what the halacha is. Rav, we already saw. And then Reish Lakish and Rava. I put them in a table on the sheet. Rav's view, is that the Omer is entirely possible. No good. Why? Because it doesn't work to permit Chadash. Since it doesn't work for the Chadash, it's like an Ashem Nazir or an Ashem Mitzora, that at Shechita Shalal Lishma, which doesn't work for its Hechsher purpose, and so therefore it's possible it's disqualified entirely. What Rav is doing is he's answering a very interesting philosophical question in general, something that always bothers me regarding Karbanos. On the one hand, if you have a Neder or you have an Adava, you have a carbon that you vowed. So it has one existence. Its existence is carbon. That's all it is. It doesn't serve any additional function. You bring it, you do your avoda, and you're done. On the other hand, you have a chadas. And a chadas has two roles. Yeah. Carbon and kapara. And we find that if a chadas loses its second role, it loses its kapara role, the bailam died. Rahman al-Tzab, but the bailam passed away, or the bailam brought another carbon for kapara. So then it loses its carbon status as well. Suddenly you can't bring it as a carbon, right? That's when we say the chadas has to be left to die. So here you have carbonos that have two roles also. One as a carbon, and the other as part of a mitzvah process. The mitzvah ending being a mitzvah. The nazir ending being a nazir. The omer being the matir for the for chadash. If it fails as part of that mitzvah, does it fail as a carbon as well? That's what Rav is trying to address. You did your omer in such a way that it's not going to work as an Omer to permit Chadash. Is it still an Omer carbon, so to speak, an Omer Mincha at all? And Rav's answer is no. That's Rav's statement. His statement is no, it's possible entirely. So the Gemara asks, on the top line on Hamad Aleph Meisve, it challenges Rav. We learned, Asham Mitzara Shenishchat Shelo Lishma, or Shlonitan Damo Agabik Bahonos, if you have the Asham Mitzara, which was Shechat Shelo Lishma, or Dam was put on the Bahonos, on the thumbs or the big toes, wherever you're putting it on this Mitzara, again, Shelo Lishma, I'm sorry, or in that case, Shlonitan, it didn't happen at all. So on the one hand, we say we treat it as a valid carbon. It goes on the Mizbeach, it needs Nesachim. And on the other hand, you're saying it didn't work to complete its task. So don't tell me, Rav, that the mitzvah aspect and the carbon aspect are tied together. They're not. Because here we see in the case of the Asher Mitzvah that they're not tied together. It's possible for it to not succeed as mitzvah and yet for it to succeed as carbon. So we should say the same thing regarding the Omer. So the Gemara says, yeah, you know what? You're right. To you, the Rav. we have to reject Rav's ruling. Apparently, it is possible to bifurcate, to separate the carbon role and the mitzvah role. It can fail as one and succeed as the other. So that brings us to the second view. And the second view is Reish Lakish's view. Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish Amar, still dealing with our initial question, Minchas HaOmer Shekmatza Shelo Lishma Kshera, on the sixth line. If you have the Minchas HaOmer, you do the Kmitza on the Minchas HaOmer Shelo Lishma. Again, same case that we talked about, Kshera, he says it's kosher. However, you are not going to be able to eat the shirayim, the remainder, not because of a psul in the carbon, but because of a side issue. Rashi explains, it's under the fact that this is from the new barley. So therefore, you're not going to be able to bring it as a, you're not going to be able to eat it. It is chadash. That's the rule. As Fas Emes points out, it's funny that you could actually put this omer on the mizbeach at all before you bring the new one. Right? Reish Lakish is telling you, I need to bring a new omer. Well, we had all these discussions about what comes first, right? Is it kadosh? Is it the tadir? Ostensibly, if this really is a flawed omer, I would think you'd have to bring the real omer first on the mizbeach. But the answer seems to be that we consider this to be a real omer. This is a bona fide omer. The at least to this extent. So
it's kosher is what?
It's kosher as a carbon omer. However, it didn't succeed in its mitzvah. Correct. It did not work as a matir. It worked as a karban despite not working as a matir. What he's done is he's accepted the idea that the mitzvah might fail, but the karban might succeed entirely, even to the extent that we're going to put it on the mizbeach before we bring the new omer. That's what he seems to be saying. So that's our idea. To which the Gemara asks, after the parentheses, Mikrav Hechi Karva. How can you bring this on the Mizbeach at all? Forget your questions, Bas Emes, you know, of which one's going first. How can you put it on the Mizbeach at all? Mimashke Yisrael, Minamutar Li Yisrael. When Yechezkel gives instructions to the Jews about what they're supposed to bring as their karbanos, he says you should bring Mimashke Yisrael, which we understand to mean from that which the Jews are permitted to consume. You can only bring Minamutar Li Yisrael, from that which Jews are allowed to eat. You may remember the Gemara back in Pesachim. We also quoted it on Ayin Beis in Pesachim, but the Gemara in Pesachim uses pasuk for a different purpose, right? To teach us that Arla is batel 1 in 201. That was where we had the discussion over there. But that would appear to be based on a drasha. Remember that Tosus told us on Beis Amid Aleph in this Masechta that you can have multiple drashos. If one of them is Alpi Pashte Dekra, and one of them is a drasha, he said it on Kasher Nadarta, the same rule is going to go on here. This is pshat in Mimashke Yisrael. Mimashke Yisrael literally means that you can bring your kavanos only from that which the Jews are permitted to consume. That's it. So my question now to Reish Lakish is, how are you able to bring your omer from the new grain? If it didn't work to be matir the new grain, now you're using something that is actually not kosher. So Rav Ada Bar Ava explains this isn't considered to be non kosher. The status of mechusar zman, of lacking in a time, of being incomplete yet, doesn't apply here because today it will be usable. As long as it'll be usable today, we're good. It's like certain types of shtaros, right? A get, for example. We don't have to write on the get what time of day the get was written, sealed, signed, delivered, whatever it is. We don't put the time of day on. As long as it was done today, it fits. That's all we care about. So, too, we're not calling this something that is mechusar zman, that is lacking. It's considered to be okay. So the Gemara is going to bring three challenges to this explanation of Reish Lakish. As I wrote on the sheet, sorry.
Assuming he's going to be able to find another omer the same day? I mean, the omer was a very specific process.
Yes, I was wondering about that also, and especially because we require that it be processed, you know, sifted so many times, and we require that it go through all this, and not to mention the whole discussion between the people and the person doing the cutting, and should I do this, should I not do this, is this the omer, is this the basket, the chule. So apparently you would do a rush job, and you wouldn't do the entire ceremony. Although, you know what? I'm sorry, not necessarily. The answer could be. We're going to see when we discuss the processing of the menachos that they had a lot of extra.
Yeah.
Because they did all that sifting and sifting and sifting. You had some extra, so maybe you would use from that. That's possible. But in any case, the Gemara is now going to challenge Reish Lakish's idea once on in terms of his law that you can actually put this thing on the Mizbeach, and then twice in terms of his principle that he invokes behind the law that it's not called Mechusar Zman if it's going to be available that day. Masiv Rav Ahad Breder of Yitzchak, we're about 12-13 lines down. He says, wait a minute, we learned the following rule. Yesh ba'ofos she'en b'menachos, yesh b'menachos she'en ba'ofos. There are certain things that apply regarding bird karbanos that don't apply regarding a mincha, and vice versa. Yesh ba'ofos, sha'ofos boyen benidvas shnayim. He says, first of all, when you bring a bird karban, you can bring it in partnership with somebody else. You and somebody else can team up to bring a bird karban together. There's no reason why I couldn't. That's the simple understanding. As Rashi explains, the reason why I can't do a mincha is because the Torah says nefesh. Regarding mincha, when you vow a mincha, it's a nefesh is one. That's why I can't for a mincha. Umechusare kapara. I'm skipping the parentheses. Umechusare kapara. That's unique also. And Rashi explains what that means is kulan mivin ofos lachshirin bekachim. All the people who need to undergo a certain ritual in order to be able to eat from karbanos, zav, vizava, yoledes, umetzara, they all have birds within their karbanos. Not all of them have a mincha. Some of them do. The hutru michlal isuran bakodesh. Rashi explains, V'hutru l'kodesh michlal isuran, as Rashi's order, michlal isuran l'hedyot, demalika asura b'chulun u'ksher b'kachim. When you're dealing with birds, there are birds, you're going to process the birds in such a way that a hedyot, a regular person, couldn't eat it, But the Mizbeach Mei, what he means is Malika. Exactly, that's exactly what he's talking about. That when you do Malika, that doesn't make it kosher for you to eat, but it makes it kosher as a karban. Masha Inke B'Menachas, which doesn't apply regarding a mincha. We've already seen what we need to see, but they have to finish off the brisa. The Yesh B'Menachos, but there is something about Menachos that doesn't apply regarding Ofos, Shamanachos to Unos Kli. First of all, the mincha has to be processed with a Kli, as opposed to the bird. You do the Malika with your fingernail. Utenufa, you raise up the mincha in the air. The certain menachos, not all of them, as we saw in the outline sheet from last week. Vahagasha, some menachos are brought to the southwest corner of the Mizbeach. Vyeshnan Betzibur Kibiyachid. Also, you have such a concept of a communal mincha. We saw again, if you look back at your outline, you'll see you have such a thing as a communal mincha. There is no such thing as a communal bird karban. Masha Inkin Ba'ofos, those don't apply by birds. End of quote from the Brisa. So my challenge is to the rule that you just presented. He says, V'im Isa, if you're going to tell me it's true that Chadash is still Asur, but this is a kosher karban Omer, that's what you're telling me. In that case, b'menachos nami mishkachas ladehutru michlal isur and b'kodesh. Then you have a case in which something is kosher as a karban, even though it's trei for everybody else. The grain in this karban mincha, right, is trei for the rest of the world because it's chadash. But it's kosher to go on the mizbeach. So it's just like malika, where it's kosher to go on the mizbeach, but it's trei for the rest of the world. So the Gemara says, you have it. Umayniyu, what is it? Minchas ha'omer. To which he answers, no, because I'm going to invoke the same principle that Reish Lakish invoked. Kevan de'ein mechusers, or we invoke to explain Reish Lakish. Kevan de'ein mechusers man lebo bayom, lavi siro. It's not called mechusers man. It's not called lacking in time, because it's going to be okay at some point today. This grain will become mutter for everybody that doesn't violate Mimashke Yisrael. So therefore, I'm okay. So the Gemara has accepted Reish Lakish's statement. Excuse me. But now it's going to challenge twice his principle that it's not called mechusar zman if it's going to be okay that day. Masiv Roshashis. Roshashis challenges regarding the avoda of a mitzorah, and both challenges are going to deal with mitzorah. The first challenge is, remember that as part of the avoda of the mitzorah, we put oil and we put blood on certain spots. The order is going to be, as Rashi tells you on Matan Shemen. If you see Rashi, Matan Shemen to Mitzorah, Matan Dam Tzarech LaHakdim. The first thing you're supposed to do is put the dam on him. Kemosha Omer Be'inyan Al Mekom Dam HaAshan. The pasuk says Yidena Shemen. The oil is placed on the place where the blood from the Karban Asham is. So it's first dam, and then after that it's shemen, after that it's oil. So the Rosh Hashanah brings a brisa. Higdim matan shemen lematan dam, if the order was reversed. If first you did the oil placement, and then after that you did the dam placement, what do? Yimala enu shemen, refill your log container that's holding the oil. V'yachzer v'yitein shemen achar matan dam, and then you go back and you put oil on after the dam. Matan bahonos lematan sheva, you're supposed to put oil on the thumbs and the big toes of the avos mitzora, and you're also supposed to do 7 sprinklings of oil. So what if you did it in the wrong order? You did the bahonos first and then you did the matan sheva. Yimala enu shemen, do a refill of the log. Do you refill the measure? V'yavzer v'yitein matan bahonos achar matan zayin, and then after you've done the sheva, then do the bahonos again. End of quote. So by mitzora, I care about the order in which these things are done, but I don't understand. You told me as long as it all gets done on the right day, the order doesn't matter. If you're going to tell me that the order is irrelevant as long as it's done on the right day, why should I go back and put it there? What's done is done and finished. What are you going back for? So Amar of Papa, or Papa says, because Mitzorah is a different game. Sha'ani Hilchos Mitzorah, Dechsiva Behu Havaya, Damar Kosev Zos Tia Taras HaMitzorah, Tehye Bahavayasa Tehei. The Torah introduces the laws of the Mitzorah's purification by saying, this is Taras HaMitzorah, it shall be this way, it has to be in this order. It's not a function of time. This is important to understand regarding Mitzorah. It's not a function of time. It has nothing to do with the ordinary rules of this has this time and this has that time. It's a function of the way you do the mitzvah ritual. As important as it is that the dam be placed in a certain spot, it's important that there be, or that the shemen be placed in a certain spot, it's important that there be dam there first. If the dam isn't there first, this matan shemen, placing the oil there, doesn't work. It has nothing to do with chronology. It has to do with what defines the place where the dam is supposed to go, the place where the shaman is supposed to go. The dam is supposed to be on a place that doesn't have oil. So, yeah, that's not true. The oil is supposed to be placed on a spot where there is dam already. That's the way that it, that's the definition of the avoda. So again, Reish Lakish has taught me a principle that says that order doesn't matter as long as things are done on the right day. And we've now defended it against a challenge from Mitzara. We bring one more challenge. Masiv Rav Papa. We're about 10 lines off from the bottom on Hayamid Aleph. Rav Papa asks, again, a Mitzara question. Higdim chataso la'ashamo. Lo yiyah acher memaris bedama. Elo tzu'ubar tzurasa v'teitze lebeis hasreifa. As part of his purification process, the Mitzara brings both a chatas and an asham, but the rule is supposed to be asham first, and then chatas. Okay, what if he didn't? What if he shechted the chatos before he shechted the asham? Now I have the dam sitting in the kli. What do I do? So he says, don't hand off the dam to somebody else to say, okay, you stir this while I take care of the asham. Rather, you let the chatos become nosar, leftovers, and you burn it, and now you're going to have to go bring a new chatos after your asham, so I care about the order. But it's going to be done the right day. What's the big deal? So the Gemara says, well, why don't I just give the same answer you just gave regarding Mitzara a line ago? Amaika Mosiv Rav Papa, what's Rav Papa's problem? V'Rav Papa Udamar, Shani Hachos Mitzara, Dechsiva Buhavaya. Rav Papa just told me that doesn't matter, that the reason it matters for Mitzara is because Mitzara is unique. It has this special Xeris HaKasuv telling me things have to be done in a certain order. El Rav Papa Hachi Kakashiale. Yeah, but this was Rav Papa's problem. Ema Hani Mili Avoda. Maybe it's true that the Avoda of the Mitzara has to be in a certain order, but Shchita Lav Avoda. Shchita is not a true avoda because it can be done by a zar, right? And if you're going to tell me that order shouldn't matter as long as it's done on the right day, so just hold the chatas, bring the asham, and then do the chatas afterwards, and I don't care that the shchita was done out of order. So Rav Papa says, you know what? You're right. You're right. I have to reject the whole idea that Mechusar's man doesn't matter if it's same day. The whole idea that I don't care as long as you do it on the right day. Throw that idea out the window. It was a fun idea to discuss for the last, 10 minutes. But you're right. It doesn't work. Then what is Reish Lakish's reasoning? How is it that Reish Lakish can tell me that I can bring the mincha on the Mizbeach if I'm using grain that's not kosher? I'm using grain that's still chadash. How is it that he's going to allow that on the Mizbeach? El Amar Papa. Papa's answer is, you know why? Because he holds the grain is kosher. Hainu time of the Reish Lakish. This is Reish Lakish's reasoning. The Kasavar Heyer Mizrach Matir. He says the grain is kosher. The grain's been kosher since the sun rose this morning. Today is the second day of Pesach. Today is the 16th of Nisan. And it's not true that the Chadash only becomes Mutter when you bring your Omer Mecha. Chadash becomes Mutter when the sun rises in the morning. You have to bring your Karban Omer? Yeah, that's your mitzvah. You bring the Karban Omer today. But your Chadash was already Mutter. So by the time you brought this Mincha, it was actually kosher. That's the answer. Bisman Hazeh, we talk about whether that's the Etzem Hayom Hazeh or not. That's going to be on top of the next side. But and this is a discussion we have to get into later on in Menachos. If you have the sheet, the introduction sheet I gave you, it tells you where they discuss the Minchas HaOmer. But that's it. That's their position. Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, Davi Travayu, because Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish agree. Afilu Bisman Shebeis Hamikdash Kayam, Heyer Mizrach Matir. Even when the Beis Hamikdash is standing, as opposed to post Beis Hamikdash, like you said, Bisman Hazeh, where there is no Omer offering, even at the time of the Beis Hamikdash, when you had a Karban Omer, it didn't matter. What actually made the Chadash, the new grain, permissible for use was sunrise. Rashi explains. Take a look at Rashi. No. It is, but it isn't. But take a look at Rashi. Hey, or Mizrach Matir, the Yud Vav bin Isan. He means what we call Tezayin, right? But in Rashi's day, they're still writing Yud Vav. The 16th of Nisan. Matir Achadosh. Dichsiv, as the Pasuk says, Ad Etzem Ayom Hazeh, is when you're going to be allowed to start using the new grain. Umetargamina, and we explain Ad Bichran. That's what Onkelos says on Be'etzem Ayom Hazeh. Ad Bichran Yom HaDein is Onkelos's line. So what does Bichran mean? Ubichran Hainu Mar'is Hayom. It's literally the vision of the day, when you can start to see the day, when the sun rises, Dichsiv, and he gives you the he says to you based on Parshas Tetzaveh, the stones that are in the Choshen, Tarshish Shoham V'yashvei. So we translate one of the stones, Mitargaminon Krum Yama. It has the appearance of the sea. Shemar Iso Domaliyam. It looks like the sea. So the appearance is what Bichran means. So Be'etim Ayamazeh, when you can see the day, that's when the new grain becomes permitted. V'haydein Shiran Echolin. Then why can't I eat the Shirayim? The mitzvah lahamtin ad havas haomer. Because the mitzvah is wait until you bring the omer. That's the idea. So again, the statement that he's making is that you can bring the Minchas HaOmer here, where even though you say it wasn't done fully correctly, nonetheless it's still okay because the grain became mutter anyway. The New Year's grain did not wait for you to bring the Karban Omer. The New Year's grain was permitted already from this morning. How do I know that Reish Lakish actually believes that? Top line on Hayom Beis. V'had Reish Lakish lav beferush itmar. Reish Lakish did not say this explicitly. Ela michlala itmar. We deduced it from something that he said as follows. Disnan Mishnah says, "Ein mevi'in minchas bikurim," or it should be minchas ubikurim. They have in the margin, and that reads much smoother because minchas bikurim is the minchas haomer. The ein mevi'in minchas ubikurim. You can't bring the minchas or the new produce u minchas behema or a mincha, just a general mincha that's kind of calling along with animals, like minchas nesachim is the term that Rashi uses. A mincha that's coming with a karban. Kodem laomer. You can't use the new grain until you bring your omer, then havi, and if you did bring a mincha using the new grain, pasul. Kodem l'shnei alechem lo yavi, you can't bring it before the two, you can't use the new grain for a mincha before the two loaves are brought on Shavuos, from the new wheat, they may be kosher, but if you did, it's kosher. So again, the rule is I can't use barley for a mincha pre-karban omer, I can't use wheat pre-shtei alechem, before the two loaves are brought on Shavuos. That's my quote. V'amar Rabbi Yitzchak, gam Reish Lakish, we have Reish Lakish quoted saying, lo shanu elar ba'asar u'b'chamisha asar. That rule is true if you did it on the 14th of Nisan or the 15th of Nisan. Aval b'shisha asar, but on the 16th, even though it was before the Karban Omer, it may be kosher. If you brought it using the new grain, it's kosher, even though it was before the Karban Omer. Alma kasavar hayir ha-mizrach matir. So you see that his view is that it's when the sun rises, that's when it actually becomes mutter. This is not, as the Sfasemis points out, this is not a normal Michlala Itmar. Usually, you bring Michlala Itmar, we say, so-and-so didn't say this explicitly, we only deduced it, in order to argue and say, and I don't think that's really what he meant. That's not the case here. Here, we're just saying, this you should know, Reish Lakish didn't say it explicitly. It actually was deduced instead. It is what it looks like, no? You have the note to the Rambam from this.
Yeah,
sorry?
So yeah.
It sounds like it is the halacha. Yaakov, what?
It's mashma that they were bringing the Korban HaOmer after sunrise, and according to the Rashi, according to this sort of view, I always understood that they brought it just before sunrise.
I'm pretty sure it's not so.
Brought it so that it would precede sunrise.
I think not.
Well, I guess we'll have to wait.
I think not. And you cut it at night, but you brought it during the day, because there's a whole discussion about the people who are not at the Beis HaMikdash and when they can assume that it's been brought. And the rule is they can assume it by midday.
Done during the day, like any
just that it's
korban,
it doesn't precede the korban tamid. It can't precede the tamid shel shachar.
Yeah.
So I don't see how you could do it beforehand. I don't think you can. The only thing you're doing before tamid shel shachar is trumas hadeshin, and of course you're doing the cutting at night. But I don't think you bring the korban omer until the day.
The difference between korban is agricultural, right?
What do you mean? In terms of the season? I mean, that's the Torah's mitzvah. The Torah's mitzvah is use this, use the barley for this, use the wheat for that. The phenomenon of winter wheat and spring wheat suggests that the wheat is available later, but I don't actually know that. I'm not bucky enough in the seasons to actually say that the barley is dafka going to be available. If you think of the end of Parshas Va'era, they talk about Pishtavasura Vasaralonukiya Kifilos Haina. It says that barley grows late.
Yeah.
So it says that the barley is later than wheat.
The barley before, no?
Later.
And that's why it was still fresh.
That's why it'd be cool.
I'm not sure that's so. Well, the Bikur Mishnah was time, but that's Chita and Sarah. Sorry?
Could the same price that we brought in favor of him for him to support him because there's one of the way up?
Could the same because?
Well, because the application on the 16th is going to be okay.
Right. Oh, no, I could have argued that this was just as easily because of that. Yes, in a Hanami. That's true, and I think that actually the Sfasemis makes that point when he shows that this is an odd Michlala Itmar, that they're bringing this because you could have taken this either way, and they're showing that it could argue for this. I think that's the Sfasemis' point, actually. So again, where are we and what have we done? The initial question that we still haven't resolved is this. When you have a karbon that has two roles, it's a karbon and it's also a mitzvah. Okay, that's what we're talking about. It's a karbon, but it's also part of the mitzvah permitting the new grain. And you split the two. So it worked for one, but it didn't work for the other. Right? It is exactly what you need to do for your mitzvah, but it's possible as a karbon because it was shalom lishma. So does it work for its mitzvah purpose? And does it work as its karbon purpose? Can you have one without the other? Does it all become possible? Is it all kosher? What happens? So Rav's position was that it's possible. If you do it shalom lishma, it's possible entirely. It didn't work for the new grain. It didn't work as a karbon. Nothing. Reish Lakish's position, on the other hand, is that it's kosher. However, you need to bring a new omer, which we think means it works as a karbon. It can work as a karbon without being good as its mitzvah. It doesn't work to permit the new grain. Then we've now modified Reish Lakish because we said Reish Lakish says the new grain is good anyway. Why am I bringing a new omer at all? For the mitzvah. The Tosfos says that it's mitzvah minamuvkar to wait for the new omer before you eat your your new grain. Okay. The third statement is Rava, and Rava's going to wrap this up. The Rava Omar, we're about 10, 12 lines down. Rava Omar minchas haomer shekmatza shalol lishmak sheira. He says, number one, your minchas kosher. Number two, sharan echolin. You can eat the shirayim, and not because of hey or mizrach, because it worked with the sunrise, but just because it's kosher. Ve'ena tzricha minchas haomer acheres la'atira. And there is no need for a new omer in order to permit this grain. Why? She'ein machshava mo'eles ela b'misha roi la'avoda u'bedavar ha'roi la'avoda u'bemakom ha'roi la'avoda. I'm going to go with Rashi's explanation first. He says, you know why? He says, your thought, meaning a pigul thought, a shalol lishma thought, is only going to be effective, number one, if it comes from somebody who is suitable to do the avoda, meaning a kohen who's actually kosher to do the avoda. If somebody else jumps up and does a kmitza, it's irrelevant. I don't care what his thought was. Ubedavar ha-ra'ui la'avoda. And it has to be that your thought involved something that was suitable for the avoda. And here, you're using barley, Rashi says. And the barley couldn't be used for any other mincha. If you have a thought regarding the barley, it's irrelevant because barley isn't eligible for other mincha use. And he says, don't tell me about the mincha of a sota. That's no good because mincha sota is brought with kemach. The omer is brought with geres, which is a different type, a different processing of the flour. And further, the sota, he says, is not really an avoda at all because it's not there for that. It's there for the sota ritual. It's not a normal mincha. So he says, don't prove anything from sota. That's his argument. He says the minchas haomer is unique. It's not really a karbon. That's effectively what he's saying. And that's if you take a look at Rashi, he says velo mishum karbon asya. He says it's not a karbon at all. That's the way Rashi understands it. It's something like Ibn Ezra's comment I quoted at the end of Zvachim also on the Sar la'azazel. He says the Sar la'azazel is not a karbon. It happens to be a mitzvah that takes place. The scapegoat is a mitzvah that takes place oriented around the Beis HaMikdash, but it's not a karbon. So to hear, the Omer is a mitzvah that I do in order to permit the New Year's grain, but it's not actually a karbon. That's the way that Rashi seems to understand this.
Is this sort of like a pigul concept? Is it a pigul? It can't be pigul unless everything else is okay.
Sort of. I mean, it's even earlier than that. It can't be pigul unless it's a karbon.
I don't understand.
But yes. I mean, on the earlier one, on Misha Roy Lavoda, yes.
Sure.
Yeah. The Uvamakam Roy Lavoda, it also has to be a thought about doing it in the proper place, the proper site for the carbon. Okay. The Bimisharoi Lavoda, what are we excluding here? When you say it has to be someone who's suitable, Lavuge Kohen Baal Mum, as opposed to a Kohen who has a blemish, Ubedavar Roy Lavoda, something that's suitable for the Avoda, Lavuge Minchas HaOmer, as opposed to our case, the Omer, the Lau Chazya, the Chidush Hu. He says it's not suitable for anything else. It's a novelty that you could actually use this at all for the Mincha. It's barley and it's Geres. Umakom Roy Lavoda, in a place that's suitable for Avoda, Lavuge Nifkam HaMizbeach, as opposed to where the Mizbeach is flawed. Tosfos disagrees with Rashi because he says if it's really true that the Minchas HaOmer and the Minchas Sota are unique because they're not usable for other things, then if I bring the Minchas Sota Shalom Lishma, it should be kosher, according to your argument. The Sfas also rejects it. The Tosfos says that's not it. He says, when we mean that it's not Roy Lavoda, we mean because it's from the Chadash. That's the way Tosfos understands it. The Sfas has a third answer, but I don't want to throw people entirely off. So again, we've now concluded the first part of today. The rest of this is going to flow very quickly. But we have three different views on what happens if I try to split a carbon from its associated mitzvah. One, Rav says pasul. Reish Lakish says kosher, but you have to bring a new one. And then we have the view of Rav that says, no, it's kosher lagamri. This is really only a mitzvah thing. It's not even a carbon thing. Okay, Tana Rabbanan, we now get to our second point. This ties back to the previous point in that it's continuing on the topic of something being kosher for the Mizbeach, even though it's usur for people. Okay, kosher for Mizbeach, usur for people. Tana Rabbanan, Kishu Omer min ha-bakar lemata, Shein tam alomar el lahotzi es ha-trefa. He says, the Torah tells me when I bring my karbanos, my karban ola, im ola karbano min ha-bakar. So that word, those words, min ha-bakar, along with the other words in the psukim, are meant to exclude certain disqualified creatures. So why does the Torah say min ha-bakar? She'ein talmud lomar. It's not needed within the psukim itself. It's clear which animals we're using based on the rest of the psukim. El lahotzi es ha-trefa. The reason why it says min ha-bakar is to teach me you can't use a trefa for your karban. Okay, that's the statement. And then the Brisa continues to challenge this statement. We're still within the Brisa. V'halo dinhu, it's logical that you can't bring a treifa as a karbon. Uma bal mum shemutaris lehed yoda sura legavoa, a blemished animal, right, is allowed. You're allowed to eat blemished animals. But you can't bring it as a karbon. So treifa sha'asura lehed yot, ein din sha'asura legavoa. You can't eat a treifa. How much more so you can't use it as a karbon? Our assumption is... Yeah. Our assumption is that if it's treif for us, treif for us, if you're not allowed to eat it, it's less likely to be usable as a karbon. And now, that's the argument in the Brisa. So now what we're going to do is, we're going to bring challenges that's going to continue all the way into tomorrow's daf, the cases in which it seems that you can use something as a karbon, even though it's aser for us. Defying the principle that which is not kosher for you is also not kosher for the Mizbeach. He says, well, wait a minute, why not? Chelev v'dam yochichu, what about the forbidden fats of the animal, or the blood of the animal? Those should be proof. Shasur and lehedyot, we're not allowed to eat them. Umutar and legavoa, but they can go on the Mizbeach. So why not that? Malach chelev v'dam shekein bo'in michlal heter. He says that's true. However, chelev and dam are unique. The fat and the blood are unique. Because they come from that which is permitted. By which we mean, as Rashi explains, they come from a kosher animal. Granted, the fat and the blood are off limits to you, but there are parts of an animal in general that you are allowed to eat. As opposed to the treifa animal, where the entire animal is not kosher. That's different. Shtomar betreifa, shekula asura, velote mutaris legavoa. The treifa is harsher. It's entirely asur and should not be permitted for the mizbeach. So I don't need a pasuk. Again, our basic overriding theme throughout is going to be, I shouldn't need a pasuk for treifa, I should know it logically. We've defeated the attempt to prove it from chelev adam, so we try from a second category. What about from Malika? Malika tochiach, right? Shekula yisur. If you do Malika on a bird that's not a karbon, the whole thing is off limits. You can't eat that. Vasur lehedyot. No one can eat it. Umutaris legavoa. It's permitted on the mizbeach. So he says, yeah, but that isn't proof either. Mala Malika shekein kedushasa osarta. The Malika is a different story altogether. It became off limits to you once it was dedicated as a karbon. As opposed to a treifa, which does not become asur when you dedicate it, because it can't become kodesh. You can't be makdish. You can't dedicate a treifa. The im heishavta, and now the Brisa concludes saying, and if you will succeed in answering me, Kishu Omer min ha-bakar lemata she'ein tamal omer lo tzies ha-treifa. Therefore, I need a pasuk min ha-bakar to teach me that you can't use a treifa. If you will succeed in answering my kavachomer from bal mum to treifa, then my answer will be that's why I have my pasuk. So the question is, how would you defeat this Kal V'Chomer? The Kal V'Chomer still holds water. The Baal Mum is mutter for you to eat. And aser for the Mizbeach, the Treifa is aser for you to eat. It's certainly aser for the Mizbeach. That was the Kal V'Chomer you wanted to draw. So he says, if you can defeat that Kal V'Chomer, I have a pasuk. So that's the end of the Braisa. The Gemara, though, wants to know, how would you defeat the Kal V'Chomer? Ma im heishavta. What is this, if you would respond, if you would succeed in getting rid of this this Kal V'Chomer? It should be, by the way, it should be a mapik hey. It's heishavta. If you have succeeded in responding to her, meaning to the Kal V'Chomer, if you have knocked out the Kal V'Chomer, I still have my pasuk. So how would you knock out the Kal V'Chomer? Omar Rav, Rav explains, Mishum de'ika le'meimar minchas ha'omer tochiach. Go back to what we've been discussing all morning. The minchas ha'omer, right? This flower. Sha'asura lehedyo du'mutaris le'gava. You bring your minchas ha'omer from the new grain, and you can put it on the Mizbeach, even though it's when new grain is non-kosher. So I should say to you that the new grain may be brought on the Mizbeach, even though you're not allowed to eat it. So too, the treifa may be brought on the Mizbeach, even though you're not allowed to eat it. To which he says, yeah, but minchas. Well, don't worry. He says, Mala minchas ha'omer, shekein materas chadash. He says, the minchas ha'omer is unique, because it has, as Rashi says, shekein meruba mitzvasa, it has a great mitzvah involved. It's permitting you to eat the chadash. So he says, all right, yeah, but Shvi'is, it's a Shemitah year, when you're not allowed to go harvesting the Chadash. Yeah, but Shvi'is nami, shekein materas svichim b'Shvi'is. But wait a minute, you're still allowed to eat the scrub in the Shemitah year. That which grows on its own is permitted for you. Rabbi Akiva, damar svichin asurin b'Shvi'is. Well, follow Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva said, svichin, the scrub is asur in Shvi'is. You're not allowed to harvest the scrub. Now, Rashi says, perplexingly, he says, svichin asurin min habiur, after the time that disappears in the field and you have to destroy it. Everybody challenges Rashi on that, because it's svichin, according to Rabbi Akiva, us are all year long. In any case, he says, I can show you a case in which the Omer will not permit you use of the new grain. So there. Amar le Rav Acha bar Abba le Rav Ashi. Rav Acha bar Abba says to Rav Ashi, le Rabbi Akiva nami lefroch. Even within Rabbi Akiva, we can challenge this. Ma le minchas ha'omer shekein materes chadash b'chutz la'aretz. It'll permit use of the new grain outside of Israel, which isn't under the laws of Shemitah, but is under the laws of Chadash. And if you'll tell me there is a view that says a chadash outside of Israel is only a derabanan, it's not a deoraisa, even still, shekin ba'ala hatir lav shebisocha. Even still, I'll tell you, you know what? Even if you'll tell me it's a Shemitah year, and the grain is off limits, and the Omer did not permit it, it still removed the law of chadash from it. If I ate the new grain in a Shemitah year, without the Omer, I would be liable twice. I'd be liable for Shemitah, and I'd be liable for Chadash. Now that you brought the Omer, you're only liable for Shemitah. So it worked. It just didn't work fully, because there's a separate issue. Right? It's like milk and meat. Right? The meat can be kosher meat, and then I get in trouble, because it's basar v'chalav, because it's with milk. But it didn't change the fact that it's still kosher meat. That side issues that are relevant for that in Isser Chalal Isser. But the point for our purposes is your Omer works. So don't prove anything from the Omer to the case of the Treifa. The Treifa is treif for you and can't go on the Mizbeach. The Omer is still something that's permitting the new grain. Amalei Rav Acha midifti l'Ravina. So Rav Acha midifti says to Ravina, Ihachi, if so, Treifa nami tikri v'tat yolav shebisocha. You should give the same argument regarding the Treifa. That it should be brought, you should be able to bring the Treifa on in the Mizbeach, even though technically it's not kosher, and from that aspect it's no good. However, someone who then eats it will not be in violation of Treifa lo se'achel, just like the Minchas Ha'omer works to remove the status of Chadash. Ela parachachi says, alright, fine, but this is the difference between Minchas Ha'omer and Treifa. The Torah told you to do the Minchas HaOmer. You will never find a law in the Torah that says bring a treifa as a karbon. You will find a law in the Torah that says bring the new grain as the Omer, which should have been our first answer, frankly. But that's his answer. He says you can't bring me any proof from the Minchas HaOmer. So then, what is my argument against the Kal V'Chomer from Treifa? Reish Lakish Omer Mishum De'ika LeMeimer Mefate Maktores Yochiach. Reish Lakish says, you know what? From the case of the Ketores, a person who makes the Ketores is liable. And yet, it's good for the Mizbeach. Sha'asu Lehedyo Dumutu LeGavawa. To which the Gemara says, yeah, but Mefateim Gavrohu, the prohibition against making Ketores for myself, that's about the person. That's not about the Ketores body, the physical stuff. Ela pitom hakataras yochiach. Okay, fine. So I'll talk about the kataras itself. The sha'asu lehadyo, if you make kataras for the mizbeach, you're not allowed to use it for yourself. Umutar legavoa, but it goes on the mizbeach. So this should be like the treifa. Aser for you, mutar for mizbeach. Yeah, but mala pitom hakataras shekei mitzvaso bekach. Again, that's the mitzvah. My brother Ravina gives me another attempt. Mishum de iko lememar Shabbos tochiach. He says, okay, but we do karbanos on Shabbos. Shasur lehedio, you're not allowed to do shechita on Shabbos, right? Umuteres legavah, but you're allowed to put it on the mizbeach. No, mala Shabbos kin hutra mechlala etzal hedyot b'mila. Yeah, but there are things you are allowed to do on Shabbos, such as bris mila, even for yourself. So he says, atu mila tzarech hedyot hu. Yeah, but mila is not for yourself. Mila is not because you want it. Mila mitzvah. Mila is a mitzvah. Ela mala Shabbos ke mitzvah sebekach. Fine. All right. But what allows me to do a karban on Shabbos is the fact that that's the mitzvah. There is no mitzvah of using a treifa for a karban. So Rav Ada Barabba is the last one we'll see. Rav Ada Barabba Omar Mishum Deikol Amemar Kilayim Tochiach. I can move it from Kilayim. Yeah. Here's a case. Shasur lehedyon umutar legavoa. I'm not allowed to wear woolen linen, but the Kohen and his Avnate is going to wear woolen linen. That's Shatnez. How is he allowed to do that? You see that there can be something that's Aser for you, Mutar for the Beis HaMikdash. So too the Treifa is Aser for you, Mutar for the Mizbeach. No, because kilayim is lighter than other things, because after all, you are allowed to wear kilayim if you're doing it for tzitzis, right? The classic, a linen garment and the wool tzitzis with the tcheles. So, atu tzitzis tzarech hedyo too, but again, tzitzis isn't what you wear for your own sake. Mitzvah he. That's the mitzvah. Ela malakilayim shem mitzvah so bekach. Yeah, but the Torah says to the Kohen, we want you to wear kilayim. So that's not the same thing as the treifa, where there is no law in the Torah saying that you should bring a karban from treifos. So what we remain stuck with, and we'll have to pick up with tomorrow, is this question of how do we understand this, how do we refute this kal v'chomer? The kal v'chomer right now sounds strong. The Baal Mum is mutter for me and aser for the Mizbeach, certainly the treifa that's aser for me is aser for the Mizbeach. That's the idea.